Alex, with 10 days left in spring training, the decision's made to send Travis Snyder down to AAA and Eric Thames wins the left field job. Tell us what went into the decision.
Really a combination of everything. One, both players have had a very good camp, and camp's not over, but you know, we've said once we make the decision, we're not going to let the players wait and we're not going to drag it out. So the encouraging thing is that both Travis and Eric have played great. It's just he had to make a decision, and then you fall back to what happened last year and how well Eric played and finishing the year as the left fielder combined with the performance in the spring. We decided to go that route. But like I told Travis, and I'm going to tell Eric when he's back on Tuesday, that this is not permanent. Eric is still competing all year. So just because it's this way, it doesn't mean it's going to last, and it doesn't mean it can't change again. So Travis is going to go down there, and he's made so many strides here. I expect him to continue making those strides. And again, he's going to have to be ready for his opportunity because it could change, and Eric isn't guaranteed to be here the entire year.
How did Travis take the news when you and John told him?
Like a total pro. The way I would expect. He's a pro. He's been through this before. Obviously, no one's happy about it. No one should be. But you know, he handled it the way you would expect him to. So didn't need to be a long meeting. I mean, there wasn't a lot that needed to be said. He knows he had a good camp, and he knows Eric had a good camp. So it's just a matter of opening days, one date on the calendar. Again, it could change quick. So Travis continues doing what he did here. There's probably going to be an opportunity that's going to come up, and he's going to have a strong chance to be back up here.
Like you said, opening day is only one day, but making this move means that Travis Snyder, after this year, is a guy who you can't option anymore. Does that factor into the discussion, and what does that mean going forward for Travis's future?
Oh, I haven't even thought that far. I mean, I'm excited about the changes he's made. He made changes to his swing, hit velocity, his on-base percentage, even though I don't know what it was. I know it was better because he worked some deep counts. He took some walks. I know last season when we called him up the second time, he only walked once. And you know, that's something he just had a lot. His approach was a lot better. His swings were a lot better. And from a defensive standpoint, he's really emerged as a defender the last few years. So, you know, from that standpoint, he's getting better. So I'm encouraged and he's improved. And, you know, from that standpoint, I'm not even, you know, haven't even thought about going forward. We still have a long year to go. He's still got to go out and do it down there. And you know, I don't know when or if we're going to have a need up here. But either way, he's way too talented to not find his way back up here.
You know that there will be people who write and who say and who call Travis Snyder is now done as a Toronto Blue Jay.
Yeah, and it's completely false. It's wrong. And I understand it's just the way it works. And there's a reason why players have options, and he's not the first person to go through it. There's a lot of examples of guys like Brandon Phillips, and look at Alex Gordon. You know, these are highly touted guys. And, you know, it seems like Travis has been around so long because he got up here at 20. He's only 24. And you look at the tools that he has and how he has improved, and it hasn't been smooth sailing, but the work ethic, the determination, character, all those things that we love about him, we still do. And the talent has always been there, but now the performance is slowly starting to show itself. Now, it's only spring training, but there's been changes to his swing, to his approach, and we believe he's going to carry it over, and we still believe he's got a chance to be a great player.
I know these questions have been kind of Travis-centric, and it's Eric who's the left fielder now, but one more Travis question is, does he have anything left to prove at AAA?
I think he's never had a full season, I think, at any minor league level, one way or the other, and I'm not saying that that's what we're going to look for him to do, but, you know, we'd like to see him go put it together and, you know, do it for a period of time. And, you know, because even last year when he went down the first time, there wasn't a whole lot of slug to his game. Though he's hitting, and again, a lot of guys were hitting 300 down there, but he wasn't necessarily driving the ball the way he had in the past. And it's just the same way that, you know, Brett Laurie the first month last year was hitting 410, and it looks great statistically, but it didn't look great to us because, you know, the five walks and the 29 strikeouts, and you knew ultimately it wasn't going to carry over. So, you know, Travis, I don't think he still has some things he can work on. Defensively, he's gotten better. I still think he can work on his approach. I still think he can get better in terms of facing left-handers and getting more reps there and more playing time there. That could certainly improve. But the power's back to me, and the ball's coming off his bat so much better than it did last year. And, you know, so I do think if he performs, he'll find his way back.
And as far as Eric goes, you said right off the top, he's the incumbent, so he's the leader in the competition. He did nothing during the spring to let go of that lead.
Sure, and he was still competing. He wasn't handed the job. He still had to go out and to perform. And if he didn't perform, again, last year was always going to be Wade. But spring training was going to be Wade as well. So it's not an exact science, but Eric's gotten better as well from a defensive standpoint. I think he's made a lot of strides. You know, he worked a lot in the offseason. I think he's running a lot more smoothly. His routes have been a lot better in the outfield. I think his throwing has been a lot better as well. I think he's improved. But at the same time, it's not like it ends now. I mean, Eric, at any time, and he's going to be told this, we can make a change back to Travis or anybody else. So from that standpoint, you know, you're hoping everybody can be up here and stay up here, but they both have options left. They both have young players. And in a lot of ways, it's a competition the entire year.
And Eric hitting 350 in the spring, but how much did that defensive improvement factor in?
You know, I didn't even know he was hitting that in the spring. I just know that it was hard contact and good at-bats from both guys. It helped, but I don't know that. Wasn't one specific thing. I think you just take the body of work and collectively how these guys played. Offense, defense, factor in last year. You know, we just made the decision to go with Eric, but it was great to see Travis play the way he did. And they both, I mean, I think everybody can acknowledge they both had very good camps.
And lastly, is this has to be the kind of thing you want to see when there's competition for a position. We've seen teams in the past saying, you know, it's this guy or this guy, and they both hit 120, and you got to pick one of them and hold your nose to do it. This didn't happen in this case.
No, and that's the thing. It wasn't, you always want guys to play well. You want to have more options. And I think as we continue to move forward as an organization with more young players, there's going to be greater competition each year. And this year it happened to be in left field. It doesn't mean it can't be that way the following year. And it doesn't mean it can't be that way for some other spot in the diamond, obviously, unless someone's got a guaranteed contract. But with young players that, for the most part, have options left and don't have guaranteed deals, you're going to have other guys that are going to come up and compete for their jobs. And that isn't a bad thing, because that means we're getting more and more talent.